you're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Matt Thompson from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand.
Kia ora.
Hi guys.
Kia ora, my brother.
It's our old friend Matt Thompson.
Yeah. What's going on?
I'm feeling relaxed and happy.
Are you feeling relaxed?
Yeah.
Did you get a park easy peasy?
I was stressing out to get in here, and I was having trouble getting an orange. There was a park right outside, parked in there. It was great.
It feels so good, doesn't it? Because you know that you could spend 15 minutes trying to get a park on Princes Street, but some days it's like, bang, straight in there.
How come when
you
find a park, you feel like a genius, but it has nothing to do with it?
Last time, you know, when the fire alarm went off, that saved me because I was like going in circles around university and I was running late. There was like, phew.
Okay, I feel like you're telling us that you set the alarm off. Let's get into this cocktail corner.
What's going on? You've got some good stuff on the desk here. There's one of my faves, Thompson Whiskey.
Yeah,
but
it's good that you choose that as well. So today we're doing a whiskey Negroni.
A little bit tart.
Yeah. Okay. As most people probably know, it was Negroni Week last week.
Right.
And so...
I had that pencil there.
International Negroni Week?
Yeah, it was.
Is that necessary?
I don't know. But I felt like I had to come up here and be a bit defensive because it's like, what do you mean? You're doing it the week after? What are you guys behind the eight ball? But there's reason to it. The whiskey Negroni. See, if everyone had bought their Campari and Vermouth...
I've got mine, John. Have you got yours?
Then this week they can use whiskey with that, the whiskey Negroni.
Perfect.
Which is arguably better, I think.
Okay. You're about to make that argument, aren't you?
Really? Yeah. I prefer it. I mean, I might be biased, but I do make gin as well. You know? Mm-hmm. But you know how Campari is really bitter, and then gin is kind of bitter, whereas whiskey is really warm,
but rounder.
I think it's good like that. And
agreed.
I partly do this because I actually like this cocktail and I can then make it for myself at home until the bottles are finished.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
and you've brought in some Dolan Vermouth, which we've got a taste for in the last couple of months, thanks to Hancock's.
Yeah, so, thanks.
It's Italian, correct? Is it Italian?
No, it's French.
French.
Oh. I thought it was an Italian vermouth.
You're holding it in your hand. You probably
smell. But I see there's a French flag and it says made in France.
Okay.
And it is really good. I mean, that's what I've used in the past for this exact drink.
I'm licking my lips, actually. Mmm, yummy.
So, it's
don't
great.
Draw
it's,
on the desk.
So what we do is we put...
Oh, cute little ice thing as well.
I brought in the
ice. A little hotel situation.
Yeah.
Oh, and little tongs for the ice.
So you've got four tumblers, and you've got some nice Matt Thompson Special square ice.
Yeah.
Is this homemade, or is this some sort of international ice machine?
It's partly homemade. I mean, put me on the spot here. It's partly homemade, and it's partly... It's partly done with the ice pack from Big Chunks, and it's partly just bits out of the ice tray.
As
I found myself going, oh, it's only radio, is it?
You didn't think I was going to close mic the ice, did you? But I did.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some classic. Yeah, there is some smaller classic ice tray ice bits in there.
Yeah, but they're all right. We're all friends. Okay, so we put in the ice.
Someone's at your house making a drink right now, like just swearing at the sky because there's no ice.
Oh, yeah, well, that was me earlier when I was looking for
so
the ice.
So we've got a decent amount of ice, about half a glass full of ice in each glass.
And the thing
glass.
With the Negroni is that there's no mixer. Everything's fairly alcoholic. So you need the ice, which we're going to stir to give the dilution there.
Right.
It also makes it really cold, you know. So we're going to go, first of all, with the whiskey, Thompson Two Tone.
Matt?
Has anything changed with the Thompson Two Tone in the last couple of years? This is the first time we've had some in a while. Have you changed the technique?
John's heard something.
I guess maybe our kind of marrying of the casks has gotten better. But at the inaugural New Zealand Spirit Awards, we won New Zealand's Best Whiskey with our Two Tone release.
You won
You've said that a few
New
times,
Zealand's though, yeah. Best Whiskey with your Two Tone. Yeah.
I did ask... Were there any other entrants? but there were. Okay. The judge said, oh, but yours was the standout. So,
powerful.
So that was great. And, of course, we've had Two Tone up here over the years a lot, but really nice to take home a New Zealand award.
Totally.
that.
And you're just kind of, this is more of an eyeball pour.
Yeah, this is definitely at home, just pouring it out, just kind of as you like.
I notice you're not doing the wine twist after a pour. Just really,
can
just
I have like a, my favorite a sniff part of the two-tone? Yeah. I just want to like...
So we just go one part of each, just pour from the hip. If you didn't like those proportions, well, next time, change it.
We can
over
rebuild.
Over the evening, you'll find the perfect mix.
Oh, this is bish bosh bash as hell. There's fucking skadoosh in there.
And it doesn't even, nothing's fizzy. So you don't have like, you know, a half flat bottle of Schweppes or something that you pull out and try and make something with.
Can I have some of the Dolan Vermouth? Can I just have a little whiff? I like that one.
Get the gimme gimme hand. The old gimme gimme
it's
hand.
It's getting warmed up.
Gives it air. Oh, now it's coming to life with a little bit of the red stuff, and the Campari's coming.
Smell that.
It looks like it's getting all red. That's gnarly, that stuff. Well, isn't it? What is that?
The Dolan. Whiff.
The Dolan.
Smells and that's so good.
I'm going to smell the Thompson whiskey while we're here. That way everyone's smelling something.
Yeah, so last week we sponsored the Urbis Interior Design Awards, which we did with the gin and tonic. But the year before that was at St. Matthew's, and we did a barrel-aged Negroni with whiskey again. Mm-hmm. And it was great. We took the barrel, which was a 60-litre barrel, so it was a small cask, and put a wooden tap on it, which is kind of...
Oh, yeah?
Medieval technology. Oh, it's really neat being in
like
St. Matthew's.
A ball valve kind of tap, which is
with a little wooden tap. Yeah, and then we put out like 600 Negronis from that. Really
far out. Nice. And did the tap hold up?
Surprisingly. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and they drank that barrel dry. I was looking forward to taking some home, but room full of designers and a barrel of Negroni.
Now, just so everyone knows what's going on, you're currently sort of making everything make friends in the glass at the moment. You've chucked the halftime orange in.
Yeah. Is the dilution, is letting the ice melt a little bit key to the situation?
Just convincing all the...
It is because, it's quite, as I was playing, it's quite a strong
super
drink.
Boozy.
But we wouldn't...
Responsibly.
Boozy.
I mean, it needs diluting, but you'd never kind of hold it up to the tap and pour some water in. No, you'd never add water.
No.
You'd run the water
some kind
from
of
the
maniac?
Ice. Yeah, exactly.
I'd get, obviously, some filtered water.
All right, here we go.
Will arguably from the news, has the you're best gonna,
you're
gonna
have it, you're, Will, you can have the first sip and make the first comment.
Gee whiz, Will, you're allowed.
Do you want me to like drink it close to the microphone as well? Or? Yeah.
Just do as you're told, Will, all right? Enjoy that drink.
That's fantastic.
There you go. That seemed pretty genuine, actually.
Yeah, no, it really is fantastic. No lies here.
Hell, eye contact. Matt is eyeballs well. I can have a look.
You get a really wild aftertaste.
Yeah.
Like I'm...
I reckon I went slightly too hard in the Campari.
Yeah, I'm I've got a little...
Yeah,
maybe
a little bit too bitter,
But wait for the ice to melt. Maybe it'll come good.
I've got a big vermouthy aftertaste.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of raisins here.
That's the thing. Hard. They're all different. Different amounts of ice meant different level pours.
Different levels of ice. Different pours. Bit of chat in between. But this is the thing. This is like kind of like... A drink made at home for you and your friends, right?
Yeah. I want a little bit more Thompson, a little bit less Campari, I think.
Yeah, same.
Man,
I would like more vermouth.
But it's still good.
I would like more vermouth, please. Put it on John's rider.
So,
it's really sweet.
If I was
stuck
in traffic, which I was on the way in here, I couldn't wait. I mean, like on a rainy night like this, I'd love to be at home, get home. And have one of these.
Do you have an open fire at your house, Matt Thompson?
No, it's a guess.
What about
good enough?
Some kind of animal rug or anything like that?
A little rug.
Do you have some candles?
A little Persian rug.
How do you lay, like relax? Do you like to... All right.
Okay, basically...
Cocktail's working, everyone.
Yeah. All right, the cocktail is a hearty amount of ice into the glass of your choosing, ideally a tumbler, an even pour of Thompson two-tone whiskey.
It's coming good.
Vermouth,
it's coming good, by the way.
And Campari.
Yeah, I'd take
taste.
One whiskey, one vermouth, half Campari, I'd say.
Respect the Campari, yeah.
Yeah, put the Campari in last.
Yeah.
And a good slice of orange, a bit of a stir to let it dilute.
How many times
dilute?
Has a halftime orange changed a game, eh? Mm. Who knows? Who knows?
I'm going to give my orange a bit of a squeeze.
Yeah, I should. It was just that I was, you know, I was distracted by talking and didn't squeeze the orange.
It's coming together.
Matt Thompson, this is a winner.
Thanks.
Where can I get myself some Thompson whiskey?
Well, Glengarry's, I think, has got it on special at the moment, our two-tone.
Are you going to change up the gold medal and put the more modern gold medal on there?
Right. Well, we go with it. It's also got a gold from the San Francisco Spirits Competition.
Oh, that's quite powerful. I remember that, actually.
Which is an international award, so I quite like that.
Oh, the gin just got some as well.
Oh, the gin just got double gold at San Francisco. Thanks.
A round of applause from me.
Yeah, now gin's just arrived in Norway, actually. We've got a contract with Norway.
Oh, what does that feel like?
Shops. Feels amazing.
How do you cut that sort of deal?
Couple emails?
Pretty much. An agent contacted us because the bottle shops in Norway are controlled by the government.
Yes.
Have you been to Norway?
Yes, I have.
All right.
I'm keen to go again. Yeah. And so someone said, oh, they've put out tender. They've got four top shelf gins. Mm. One of them's Hendrix and three other sort of craft gins. Mm. One of them's not performing. So we're putting out. Oh, it said they put out tender for gin. Anyway, we put ours in and called us up a couple of months later and said, we've got it. And it turned out the tender was for craft gins from Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa.
Wow.
And lots of people entered.
Wow.
And we got it.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's better than an award.
Sure,
yeah, because then they ordered 3,000 bottles.
Internet.
Did you let off some fireworks?
Don't forget about us, Matt.
Yeah.
Don't forget about us, down
here. Oh, yeah, because I need someone... like a rep in Norway. Someone who likes black metal.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Thompson Whiskey. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Head to Goongarry's for your Thompson Two Tone or your Victor Gin.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.